KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Chance for scattered storms this afternoon, otherwise overcast skies. Highs level off around 82, northeasterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Scattered thunderstorms likely tonight, lows level off around 67, cloudy skies. Cloudy tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms likely, daytime highs approaching 80. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 68.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. National Association of Wheat Growers sharing their 2023 Farm Bill priorities. As Congress prepares for the next Farm Bill, lawmakers continue to review the 2018 Farm Bill and start crafting the next one. Wheat growers will be advocating for priorities with lawmakers on Capitol Hill to develop programs that will help wheat growers manage risk, ensure conservation programs work on the farm, and enhance U.S. trade that supports rural America. The priorities include protecting crop insurance to ensure growers have a strong and reliable safety net, providing assistance to wheat growers when needed in times of disaster, along with supporting the financial and technical assistance provided through voluntary conservation programs. Also a priority, increasing the reference price for wheat in Title I to cover the cost of production more accurately, and enhancing USDA's market access and development programs to enhance trade opportunities. And USDA has now paid farmers and ranchers more than $4 billion under the new Emergency Relief Program, compensating producers for disaster losses in 2020 and 2021. Producers have until July 22nd to complete applications during the first phase, during which USDA expects to pay out more than $6 billion. In the middle of this month, Farm Service Agency will be sending pre-filled applications to about 9,000 eligible producers who had coverage under the Non-Insured Crop Disaster Assistance Program, or NAP. And war-torn countries, where hunger is already a major issue, are some of the hardest hit by rising grain prices caused by the Russia invasion of Ukraine, according to a new analysis by the aid group Mercy Corps. The cost of flour in Yemen shot up 42%, the cost of a loaf of bread up 25%, and prices for cooking oil skyrocketed by some 63%. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment has issued an emergency order of suspension to a McPherson daycare, Golden Explorers. On Wednesday at 10:48 a.m., McPherson police officers responded to the 100 block of South Park Street in McPherson to a call of young children and a dog being unsupervised in someone's backyard near a pool. When officers arrived, they found four children between the ages of 2 and 5 in the area. Officers determined the children had left a daycare in the 700 block of East Kansas Avenue and walked to this area. Officers arrested daycare provider 47-year-old Tracy Barr for aggravated endangering a child and driving under the influence. As KDOT makes changes to improve the safety of a stretch of Tuttle Creek Boulevard, Riley County Police Department has warned drivers to take extra caution as they travel through the area. The Riley County Police Department says there have been 144 crashes reported on the stretch of Tuttle Creek Boulevard between Marlatt Avenue and Seth Child Road. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
When it comes to your next quote-unquote new car, buying pre-owned is the new norm. And Midwest Kia is the perfect place to offer you the selection you need. We've got over 300 pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs, and practically every make and model. You want a low-price, reliable economy car? Midwest Kia has it. You want a family sedan ready for your next trip? Midwest Kia has it. You want a luxury SUV loaded with options? Midwest Kia has it. You'll find your next vehicle at a price you want, and you'll always experience Midwest Kia's better way to buy. Want more? We'll also have extra appraisers available to get you the best deal for your trade-in. How about more? Many of our pre-owned vehicles are 2020s with less than 10,000 miles, so what are you waiting for? Midwest Kia is your one-stop shop. MidwestKia.com.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Severity of credit, down payment, APR, turn, and vehicle. Good proof of second fees, next buyer's month's end.
A 66-year-old woman was killed when the tractor-trailer she was driving overturned on a highway in north-central Kansas on Thursday. That's according to the Kansas Highway Patrol. The accident happened shortly before 4 p.m. on K-28 northwest of Jamestown in Cloud County. The patrol said Vicki Fenner was heading east when the semi overturned on a 90-degree southbound curve. Fenner of Conway, Arkansas, was taken to a local hospital where she was pronounced dead. Governor Laura Kelly and top legislative leaders unanimously approved Wednesday the budget outline for appropriating $49.9 million in state tax dollars to provide 5% across-the-board pay raises for state government employees. Kelly signed into law legislation that included the boost in compensation for state workers, with the exception of individuals who received pay bumps through other legislative or administrative actions. The overall cost of the salary adjustments was estimated to be as much as $145 million. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Seize the season and every mile. Get a $70 reward with the purchase of four new Select BF Goodrich all-terrain or performance tires at Mike's OK Tire in Marysville. $50 reward card available with the purchase of four new Select BF Goodrich passenger or light truck tires. Longer days, longer drives. BF Goodrich, what are you building for? Offer valid now through July 5th at Mike's OK Tire in Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News. An eastern Nebraska man has pleaded guilty to a federal charge of threatening to kill a U.S. wildlife officer who cited him for fishing and hunting violations. The Omaha World-Herald reports that 23-year-old Cody Cape of Blair also pleaded guilty Tuesday in a federal courtroom in Omaha to a count of brandishing a firearm during a violent crime. As part of a plea deal, prosecutors will ask for nearly 10 years in prison when Cape is sentenced in September. Prosecutors say Cape and a friend were cited for hunting and fishing violation in October of 2020 near the DeSoto Wildlife Refuge. The friend later told police that Cape had explained ways he planned to kill the officer and his family. Drivers will need to have some patience as more construction gets underway in Grand Island. Work is scheduled to start July 5th on the Eddy Street underpass, with plans for it to be closed for 3 months. The more than 70-year-old structure has not had this kind of extensive work done in some time. I'm Trace Tall, Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
New Help is now available for Kansas residents struggling to afford the high-speed internet they need to stay connected to family, friends, doctors, and so much more. Applications are now being accepted for the Affordable Connectivity Program. Eligible households can get a discount of up to $30 a month for high-speed internet or up to $75 per month for households on tribal land. AARP urges you to check it out. Call 1-833-511-0311 or text internet to 22777. Paid for by AARP.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cakeland.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Fireworks are planned in area communities for Independence Day, with Waterville Connections hosting Sunday, July 3rd at the ball field. Waterworks Fun will be featured for different age groups, beginning with pre-K through second grade at 7 p.m., third through sixth grade at 7:30, junior high at 8, high school at 8:30, and adults at 9. Bring a water gun or balloons will be provided, with fireworks to follow at dusk Sunday, July 3rd in Waterville. Blue Rapids Chamber of Commerce will celebrate the 4th on Monday with a city pool open all day, a golf cart poker run with registration at 1, and cornhole tournament with registration at 2. The Historical Society will host croquet at 3, and a vendor's fair begins at 4:30, with the annual duck race beginning at 7:15, all at the fairgrounds in Blue Rapids. Fireworks are at dusk Monday evening. Washington Lions Club will hold a softball tournament Monday with concessions, benefits toward ballpark improvements. Fireworks are planned in Washington Monday evening at the fairgrounds beginning at 10. Centralia continues the 4th of July tradition with a 5K run Monday morning, a parade, Proud to be an American, at 10:30. Lunch and pie following will be served by the Pride Committee, with a bounce house and train rides offered 11:30 to 1:30, and a pedal pull at noon. Free swimming 12:30 until 4:30 Monday at Centralia Pool, with fireworks in Centralia at dusk on Monday. The city of Marysville will not be setting off a fireworks display again this year. An injury accident was reported in Nemahal County June 22nd. Joshua Armstrong, age 23, of Centralia, collided with an ATV driven by Craig Dieters, age 43, of Centralia, ejecting Dieters, who was transported by LifeStar with serious injuries. Armstrong reported being distracted and struck the ATV from behind while swerving to avoid collision. June 20th, Hunter Hesterman, age 15, of Oneida, lost control on 160th, just west of R Road, striking a culvert and rolling the vehicle. The driver was taken by private vehicle to Sabetha Hospital with injuries. Wednesday afternoon, Dolores Savage, age 58, of Onega, lost control in Pottawatomie County on K-63, south of 268th Road, striking a field entrance and landing in the field. The driver was transported to a Topeka hospital with injuries sustained. Work is to begin Friday on highway construction south of Beatrice on U.S. 77 with chip and seal work along a 7-mile stretch extending south of Beatrice to Nebraska Highway 112. Work is expected to take around 3 days with a pilot car and flagging operation during construction. Kansas State Parks are partnering with the Kansas Public Library System to provide patrons with daily vehicle permits available for checkout through December. The daily permits provide the permit holder with admission to any of Kansas' 28 state parks absolutely free of charge. Marysville, Vermilion, and Seneca are listed as participating libraries in this area, and a complete list is available online at ksoutdoors.com. How it works, visit a participating library and ask to check out a Kansas State Parks vehicle permit. Each permit is valid for 1 day only, which will be written on the permit. Patrons utilizing a permit must display it on the vehicle windshield when entering a Kansas State Park. Checkout process may vary at each participating library. And again, more information is online at ksoutdoors.com. An educational program initiated last summer to access museums, zoos, historic landmarks, and outdoor locations free is designed to help promote family engagement and keep students learning during summer months. The Sunflower Summer Program, being funded through COVID funding, will run through August 14th. Throughout this time, you can go online to sunflowersummer.org to learn more about the program and register. Each Kansas child, pre-K through 18, as well as students in 18 to 21-year-old programs, and up to 2 accompanying adults, may access a ticket voucher to each of the participating attractions in the Sunflower Summer app. Tickets can be claimed within the app. Again, details online at sunflowersummer.org. The Senior Farmers Market Nutrition Program is a federal program that will provide checks for income-qualifying seniors age 60 and older to purchase locally grown fresh vegetables, fruits, and honey at a local farmer's market. To qualify, seniors can earn up to $1,872 per month for one person. Checks totaling $35 are given out in $5 increments and can be accepted from vendors who have gone through the training to accept these checks. Marshall County is allowed a limited number. Interested qualifying seniors may contact the Marshall County Extension Office. Mary E. Lamberting Wimpy, age 94, of Manhattan, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service is planned July 4th at St. Gregory's Catholic Church in Marysville, with details to follow. Kinsley Mortuary in charge for Mary Lamberting Wimpy.
Are you done yet? I need to get ready.
Well, maybe you should have gotten up sooner.
You've been in there for an hour. Come on, I need in there.
Does this happen at your home? Would you like to eliminate all the yelling and buy a bigger house? Well, you can by talking with United Bank and Trust about home loans. Go online to www.ubankonline.com or head to your local branch to visit with a loan officer. United Bank and Trust. You bank, we deliver. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Kansas heat got you in a mood? Cool off with CJ Express's free fountain drink Friday all summer long. Purchase 8 or more gallons of fuel and get a free 32-ounce fountain drink.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Staying cloudy and cooler today with a slight chance for some rain and thunderstorms. With our highs in the mid to upper 80s throughout Iowa, the lower to upper 80s throughout Nebraska, the mid 80s and mid 90s throughout Kansas, and the lower 80s and lower 90s throughout Missouri. More showers possible overnight tonight with our lows in the lower to mid 60s throughout Iowa, the upper 50s and mid 60s throughout Nebraska, the lower 60s and lower 70s throughout Kansas, and the mid 60s and lower 70s throughout Missouri. More showers are likely throughout the day on Saturday with our highs in the lower 80s throughout Iowa, the lower 80s and lower 90s throughout Nebraska, the upper 80s and lower 90s throughout Kansas, and the lower 80s and lower 90s throughout Missouri. Showers will continue throughout Saturday night and leading into Sunday, and a slight chance for some showers throughout the day on Monday, mixing in with sunshine. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, early July, 89. Record high on this date, 110. The average low, 68, and the record low, 46. Sunset this evening, 8:57. Sunrise in the morning at 6:05. Scattered showers overnight early morning yielded a few hundredths of an inch of rain at studios in Marysville.
The second half of 2022 begins today, and we kick it off with an in-depth look at the seventh month from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Many people struggle with the frustration of excess belly fat, symptoms of diabetes, and arthritis. Maybe you've tried prescription drugs, exercise classes, and workout gadgets. A European doctor has uncovered a breakthrough that's helping save lives. It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. And details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. There are no special exercise gadgets to buy, nor will you be required to perform any strenuous workouts or spend money for high-priced supplements each month. This will work for you and anyone who is concerned about heart disease, diabetes, and low energy. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. Meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, July 1st, the 182nd day of the year. Liv Tyler and Dan Aykroyd share a birthday, and the first paid television commercial aired on this day in 1941, courtesy of the Bulova Watch Company. Independence Day is the highlight of our seventh month, but July also has other designations, many of which you can observe at your next cookout. National Hot Dog Month, National Ice Cream Month, and Baked Beans Month. Be careful, though. July is the hottest month and the month with the most vehicle thefts, home burglaries, and eye injuries. And if you're looking for summer reading ideas, we don't mind mentioning that July has also been proclaimed as Read an Almanac Month. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. You can learn more about July online anytime. Just go to almanac.com.
Is it time for a new car, truck, or SUV? You're guaranteed to find it at Crown Over Auto Sales. Stop by and see the pre-owned cars and trucks on their lot. Now, through July 8th, when you buy a vehicle, choose between a $150 detail voucher, a $100 Richardson fireworks voucher, or take $70 in cash. They also trade boats, motorcycles, cars, and trucks. Open 7 days a week with the lowest prices in the area. That's Crown Over Auto Sales across from Valley Vet in Marysville. Visit crownoverautosales.com.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. In a surprising and seismic shift in college athletics, the Big Ten voted Thursday to add Southern California and UCLA as conference members beginning in 2024. The announcement, which caught the Pac-12 off guard, came almost a year after Texas and Oklahoma formally accepted invitations to join the Southeastern Conference in July of 2025. The Big Ten has expanded twice in recent years, with Nebraska joining in 2011 and Maryland and Rutgers in 2014. The MIAA announced that Neumann University and Rogers State University have officially been accepted as full members of the Mid-America Intercollegiate Athletic Association. The Jets and Hillcats will join 12 other MIAA member institutions after spending 3 seasons as associate members of the conference. The Jets joined the MIAA along with the Hillcats in 2019-20 as associate members. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Hey, it's Andy Hoosier with the Mid-America Ag Network. Stay tuned in right here every day with your favorite radio station and the Mid-America Ag Network as we give you hourly commodity and market information. Plus, we provide you the latest current events and news in agriculture that just may help you on the farm. From harvest reports from around the Mid-America region to tips during planting season, new technology from trade shows, agriculture legislation at the state and federal level, and a lot more. It's your number one source to keep you up and moving on the farm. And it's all right here with the Mid-America Ag Network.
It's a great day to be a Wildcat!
Wildcat fans, it's Tang time for K-State men's basketball.
I was always blown away by the fans and the energy.
Save your seat in the Octagon of Doom with season tickets starting at just $199. Reserve your seat today by visiting kstatesports.com or calling 1-800-221-CATS.
Ma, I get goosebumps when I say it.
Go Cats!
Five-star guard Mikey Williams out of San Ysidro High School in San Diego, California, made his first official college visit to the University of Kansas. Part of the 2023 class of recruits, Williams is a social media superstar with nearly 4 million followers on Instagram and 80,000 on Twitter. In 2019, Williams broke a CIF San Diego section record by scoring 77 points against Kearney High School. Now Williams has nearly 30 college offers, including KU and several HBCUs, after expressing interest on Twitter. The Big 12 Conference has officially revealed its new commissioner, Brett Yormark. Yormark is the conference's fifth commissioner, succeeding Bob Boolsby, who announced he'd be stepping down from the role back in April after a decade with the conference. Yormark is coming to the Big 12 after 3 years with Rock Nation Unified, serving as COO and co-CEO of the commercial side of the business. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
K-State football fans, be in Bill Snyder Family Stadium this fall as All-American Deuce Vaughn and the Wildcats host 7 home games.
He's loose! Touchdown! Deuce Vaughn!
Including Missouri, Oklahoma State, Texas, and KU. Single game tickets are on sale now starting at just $25. Reserve your seat today by visiting kstatesports.com or calling 1-800-221-CATS. Fill the bill this fall for K-State football. Go Cats!
Sunflower Community Credit Union recognizes that members' health, both personal and financial, is top priority. In order to make your banking a completely safe experience, they're proud to now offer drive-in convenience, Monday through Friday, 7:30 till 5:30, Saturday, 8:30 till noon. Lending can be done remotely as well. Contact their friendly loan officers at 562-3741. New members always welcome. Call, go online, or drop by Sunflower Community Credit Union in Marysville for more details. Caring about your personal and financial health, Sunflower Community Credit Union.
It's service you can always trust at Sink Gordon & Associates in Waterville and Marysville. Their experience in all matters of farm, business, and individual income tax planning and preparation, estates and trust, accounting and payroll services too. Call Chad Parker in Waterville at 363-2263 or Aaron Wright in Marysville at 562-3858. Sink Gordon & Associates, comprehensive and innovative accounting in Northeast Kansas since 1946.
For the best in farming equipment with the service to back it, there is only one Bruna Implement Company, your local Case IH dealer. Since 1947, the staff of Bruna Implement Company works daily to provide the best parts and service when you need it the most. Bruna Implement Company has been family-owned for 3 generations. They know what it takes to be successful as your area Case IH dealer in Marysville, Washington, Clay Center, Seneca, Hiawatha, and now Humboldt, Nebraska.
Don't let a lack of space or poor soil stop you from growing blueberries. Plant a few in containers and enjoy their flowers, fruit, and fall color. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Blueberries prefer moist, well-drained, acidic soil. Most of us don't have this type of soil. We can, however, create the ideal conditions with a quality potting mix, or make your own with a combination of sphagnum moss, pine bark, and rice hulls, or perlite for drainage. Incorporate a slow-release fertilizer like Milorganite that provides needed nutrients for 6 to 8 weeks. Grow one blueberry in a 5-gallon pot with drainage holes. You only need one plant to have fruit, but growing 2 blueberry plants more than doubles the harvest. Select a blueberry suited to your growing region or one of the newer, compact blueberry cultivars like Jelly Bean or Perpetua that produces a summer and fall crop. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Ashley Home Store and Brand Source Appliance and TV Store have a large selection of in-stock furniture, appliances, and TVs from major name brands like Ashley, Sealy, Tempur-Pedic, Purple Mattress, LG, Samsung, Whirlpool, and Amana. Washer and dryer sets start at $9.98. Large selection of freezers, all sizes starting at $1.99. All in stock and shipped free to your door on everything $2.99 and up within 100 miles. Ashley Home Store and Brand Source Appliance Center, Indian Creek Mall, Beatrice. Closed July 4th so employees can enjoy the holiday with their family.
In the 3 days leading up to Independence Day, 1863, Americans waged the greatest of battles against one another at Gettysburg. Today we take a look back at the people who played an important role in that battle. We begin with the man who led the Union, a man most Americans cannot name. It's today's edition of the American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Hey y'all, I'm Kelly Clarkson. Every American dreams of creating a better life for his or her family, but in some communities, those dreams face difficult challenges. When we come together to help those in need get the same opportunities as everyone else, we truly are making our country a better place to live for all of us. So look for volunteer opportunities in your community to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Many people who visit Gettysburg National Battlefield can't tell you the name of the general who led the Union to victory. It was not General Grant, but rather George Gordon Meade.
He actually took command of the Army just a few days before the battle actually started, and if you put yourself in his shoes for a second, you'll realize how much pressure he was under. He had never commanded an army, and he's in the middle of a campaign that's going to decide the fate of the country, and he's going to soon face a Confederate Army led by General Lee that many people considered invincible.
Harry Campbell is a Ranger at the National Battlefield.
Meade was a professional soldier by trade. He had graduated from West Point early in his career, served in the Mexican War, had become a civilian engineer for a while, but he rejoined the Army, and he basically designed lighthouses along the coasts and up in the Great Lakes area, and that's what he was doing when the war started.
Meade's Union Army did prevail at Gettysburg, but he was quickly criticized when he did not pursue Lee southward. Even the president was disappointed with Meade. But Campbell says some of the criticism is misplaced.
He had lost a quarter of his army, lost some of his best subordinate commanders, and to think he could destroy the Confederate Army, I think, is unrealistic. So he doesn't even get to enjoy the fruits of victory before immediately he gets criticized.
Meade remained commander of the Army of the Potomac for the rest of the war. However, Grant is the name most people remember.
Grant, when he comes in from the West, he overshadows Meade. So Meade is never replaced, but he also, again, never gets any credit. And I think the ultimate insult is he faithfully commands this army throughout the rest of the war. And then when Lee surrenders at Appomattox Courthouse in April of 1865, nobody even bothers to tell Meade that the surrender is going to take place or invite him to the ceremony.
Traveling the countryside in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, I'm Andrew McCray.
Gene Francis and Associates will offer 70 acres of Marshall County, Kansas land for sale July 7th at 11 a.m. in Waterville at the Community Center. Sale will be simulcast live and online. Visit GeneFrancis.com for complete bidding details and information for this July 7th sale starting at 11 a.m. in Waterville.
Getting water out of the pond is just as important as filling it. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Regular maintenance of the spillway is critical for draining excess water and to prevent flooding as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
This is Stormy Fields with your weather forecast. Today calls for a high of 68 degrees with sunny skies and not a cloud in sight.
Planting windows can close fast, so when you need both speed and accuracy, choose John Deere. Our ExactEmerge planters and precision ag technologies give you precise seed placement for uniform emergence and the efficiency you need to gain ground. See what you have to gain at johndeere.com/gainground.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
If the water level in your pond is suddenly rising, take a look at the spillway. Its job is to control the maximum depth of the pond and direct the outflow to an area that won't compromise the integrity of the pond structure. A spillway that's not maintained is headed for trouble. Tim Mattson is a pond consultant and author. He says in a natural spillway where the excess water leaves through a stream-like channel, plants will grow in. But if they become overgrown, it can cause problems with water drainage.
And if it catches debris trying to leave the pond, can clog up and you may get flooding because the water can't leave the pond properly. I've seen ponds where spillways fill in with plants and debris and the pond level starts to rise and rise and then it starts to actually go over the dam.
Mattson recommends keeping the vegetation in check and dig out the spillway a little more if needed. You may need to add reinforcement with stones or riprap if erosion is a problem. Some ponds rid their excess water through a piping system. This also needs to be inspected periodically to be sure the pipe is holding up.
Most people use plastic these days, but not so long ago it was steel or iron, and those materials could corrode. You have to look at that aspect of the spillway to make sure that you haven't got something that's rusting and is going to fall apart or is already leaking, perhaps. If it's plastic, it's not going to rust, but it can crack, perhaps, with ice damage.
Make sure leaves, branches, algae, and other debris don't clog the discharge pipe or channel. Spillways are very attractive to beavers, and they like nothing better than to plug them up. Learn more about keeping a pond spillway in top shape at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home is looking forward to the barbecues and picnics this 4th of July and urges everyone to take a moment to thank our military men and women for protecting our freedoms and sacrificing so much. Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home at 505 North 9th Street, serving Wymore with dignity.
Some crop pests are getting tougher to control, as you'll hear today on Farm to Fork.
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Who mapped the soybean genome? You did. Yes, you. Better varieties are on the way. Today's soybean farmers, that's you, are achieving big breakthroughs in seed. How? By pooling your resources through your Soy Checkoff. Your Soy Checkoff research sequenced the soybean genome to help seed companies and other researchers bring better varieties faster to your operation. See all the ways your Soy Checkoff is moving soy forward for you at unitedsoybean.org/hopper.
We've heard plenty in recent years about weeds developing herbicide resistance, and now there's concern on the insect front. Nick Sider is a field crops entomologist with University of Illinois Extension who says there's evidence that BT-traded seed is losing its effectiveness with corn rootworms.
We see this just kind of a gradual decline in the utility of those trait packages with that insect. Now, crop rotation has been pretty effective for us, at least in recent years in Illinois. That's an insect that can overcome rotation as well. You know, it's not just the chemicals, not just the BT traits that are susceptible to this process.
Sider says farmers will have to use control methods similar to those for resistant weeds.
When we look at management of that resistance, it's the same thing you see in weeds, the same thing you see in fungicides. You rely on the same thing over and over and over again. These pests that are well adapted to developing resistance, they're going to overcome it every time. So mixing up those controls and making sure those controls are put out when they're needed is really going to be what we want to do.
The United Soybean Board operates a pesticide resistance management website. You can find it at iwilltakeaction.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, a new bill has been officially introduced into the House of Representatives that many supporters say would help protect and promote American agriculture by reversing regulatory barriers for domestic production. As Dan Newhouse, Congressman, says that House Bill 8069, the Reducing Farm Input Costs and Barriers to Production Act, would get government out of the way of agriculture.
We already have so many barriers to success right now with costs going up, the inability to secure necessary inputs and all of the different problems and challenges that we're facing in agriculture. Government should not be one of those challenges.
He says the bill overall would be a great help to the agricultural industry.
So we're trying to find ways where we can remove some of the red tape requirements, make sure that we have the chemical tools that are so important to modern agriculture, they continue to be available. Reduce some of the proposed requirements that agencies are coming up with in this administration to start requiring farmers to perform.
Newhouse goes on to say that overall, right now, we're heading in the wrong direction.
Truly just advocating for solutions to return to a pro-growth economy. We want this administration to reduce its harmful regulatory agenda.
He says the global disruptions of essential food products is hitting everyone.
Anybody that's gone to the grocery store lately certainly knows that price of food is going up. We need to be as responsive as we can to make sure that farmers are not unduly burdened as they try to move forward and produce necessary food for our country.
And he says overall that's what this bill would try and do.
Standing up for small farms, for family farms, for the American agriculture industry in general, and allow them to do what they do best is the best way that we can make sure the industry remains successful in this really challenging time and that farmers can do their part to help feed the world.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
When it comes to your next quote-unquote new car, buying pre-owned is the new norm. And Midwest Kia is the perfect place to offer you the selection you need. We've got over 300 pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs, and practically every make and model. You want a low-price, reliable economy car? Midwest Kia has it. You want a family sedan ready for your next trip? Midwest Kia has it. You want a luxury SUV loaded with options? Midwest Kia has it. You'll find your next vehicle at a price you want, and you'll always experience Midwest Kia's better way to buy. Want more? We'll also have extra appraisers available to get you the best deal for your trade-in. How about more? Many of our pre-owned vehicles are 2020s with less than 10,000 miles, so what are you waiting for? Midwest Kia is your one-stop shop. MidwestKia.com.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
This is an agribusiness. This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Consumers will pay more for a typical Independence Day cookout this summer. Michael Clement shares details from the recent American Farm Bureau Federation Market Basket Survey.
The average cost of a summer cookout for 10 people is $69.68, which breaks down to less than $7 per person, according to Farm Bureau's Summer Market Basket Survey. AFBF Chief Economist Roger Cryan says the overall cost for the cookout is up 17%, or about $10 from last year, because of several factors.
One of them is the general supply chain challenges that we've had as we've recovered from COVID. Another one is the Federal Reserve Bank's expansion of the money supply, which has caused general inflation. It's caused the prices of everything to go up. And another one of the big impacts, especially on food, is the war in Ukraine and the cascading effects from that.
Cryan says the increased cost for consumers is not a windfall for farmers and ranchers.
Farmers and ranchers in the U.S. are facing rising input costs, and those rising input costs are cutting into the returns they're getting for their product. In a lot of cases, farmers are not even covering their increased costs with these higher prices. Livestock producers in particular are paying higher prices for feed while their own prices are not that much above last year, if they are at all.
Cryan says the war in Ukraine is a reminder of the importance of agriculture.
For the last 40 years, we've been very lucky. We've seen growth in agricultural productivity. We've seen market reforms in China and the former Soviet Union that unleashed a lot of productive potential. And we've seen improving agricultural technologies. And many things have all contributed to food being more readily available. But this one event is cutting into that. It really serves as a striking lesson of how important it is to support productive agriculture and how important it is not to take our food supply for granted.
Find the complete market basket survey at FB.org. Michael Clements, Washington.
That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Japanese beetles will be coming out in many areas of the country soon. Begin your plan of attack when the first ones arrive on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
It's planting season. Race against the clock season. Mistakes can't happen season. And no one helps you face it all like John Deere. Putting technology in your hands that gets you in and out of the field faster. That makes your spacing and depth more accurate. And that gives you the confidence that this season will be your best season. See what you have to gain at johndeere.com/gainground.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Was a bad one for Japanese beetles in my area. Thousands devoured my knockout roses, green beans, and the leaves on our linden tree. James Quinn is a regional horticultural specialist at the University of Missouri. He says when you see the first beetles arrive, spray the plants you want to protect with an insecticide.
If you can get that initial treatment on, it will probably give you about 3 weeks of protection. And then if you start to see them kind of linger, come back around, treat again. There's a number of different active ingredients you can use. 7 is one that is very effective. Bactericide triazide insect killer is a very effective product. And there's lots of formulations with permethrin, and that also should be effective.
There are drenches available for tree protection, but be careful applying them if the tree is flowering so it doesn't affect the bees. If you don't want to use insecticides, another option is trapping. The jury is out on whether traps are effective or they call in more beetles, telling them the party's at your house.
When populations of Japanese beetles are fairly low in the area, then they can work okay because there's not so many that they overwhelm the traps. And so people will often use traps initially to good success. But when the Japanese beetles come in some really daunting numbers, then the traps almost seem to draw more into your area than the trap will catch.
If you use traps, put them around the edge of your property, away from the plants you're trying to protect. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more on what to do about Japanese beetles at agriculture.com.
All new for 22, the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has a new Chevy Silverado 1500 model work truck. It's a four-door, four-wheel drive. They have a Chevy Colorado four-wheel drive and a pair of Chevy Trailblazers starting under $30,000 new at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Ag Markets from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier going through a Friday today. Markets wrapping up here in just a little bit for the final day of trading of the week going into the 4th of July celebration with markets closed on Monday. In the grain market, still pretty consistent after their big drop first thing this morning. We're seeing it mixed in the corn, lower mostly in the wheat and soybeans overall for the day today as they've continuously moved downward. Livestock is still mostly higher on the Friday today. Mixing the corn as July corn is still up 6¾ cents right now at 7.50½. September corn's down 7¾ to 6.21 even a bushel. In the wheat market, a mostly lower here. July Casey wheat's down 36¼ cents to 9.12½. September's down 36½ cents to 9.15¼. Over in the soybean market, they've taken a big hit and they continue to move downward. July soybeans down 49 cents right now at 16.26 even. August also down 50½ cents at 15.10 even a bushel. Meal market, July meals down $10.20 to $4.5970. And the bean oil for July is in the red, $2.04. at 67.89. Cotton market's kind of mixed on the board right now. July cotton's up $5.06 to 109 even. October cotton down 84 cents at 104.80. So kind of mixed across the board there. That July cotton definitely jumped up recently over the last hour or so. Oats market kind of mixed as well, with July oats up 15¾ cents to 6.77. September oats are down 8¼ at 5.07¼. In the livestock market, real quick here, we're seeing mostly higher numbers here. Live cattle for August up $1.97 at $134.55. Feeder cattle for August up 87 cents at $174.47. And lean hogs for July up 92 cents at $110.05. U.S. dollar index today, mostly higher numbers here. September index is sitting 72 cents in the green at 105.19. 30-year bonds are up slightly at 139.15.
Do you eat the same foods now that you did when you were a toddler? Of course not. We all mature, and so should our diet. And that means eating right at every age. This is Sylvia Escott Stump of the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics. Certain foods offer vitamins and minerals for good health throughout life, especially in our golden years. For healthy bones, eat 3 servings a day of vitamin D fortified fat-free milk and other calcium-rich foods like dark green, leafy vegetables, and fortified cereals. Potassium can help prevent high blood pressure and is found in fruits, vegetables, milk, and yogurt. Foods with plenty of fiber can help prevent heart disease and type 2 diabetes and help you keep your weight down, especially fruits, grains, beans, lentils, and vegetables. Get information on healthy eating at any age and visit www.eatright.org. Encouraging you to eat right, I'm registered dietitian Sylvia Escott Stump with the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics.
It doesn't matter if it cuts a wide or narrow path. If your farm is in that path, a hail or windstorm will damage two things, your crop and your bottom line, in a matter of minutes. With already tight margins, take the stress out of seeing those clouds roll in and that thunder rumbling by adding Crop Hail to your coverage now. Crop Hail is a very affordable and simple way to extend your risk protection plan. The rates are great this year, so call Tammy at Alliance Insurance today, 785-562-2393, to quote hail, wind, and extra harvest expense. And thank you, farmers, for all you do.
K-State crop production agent for Crawford, Labette, Wilson, and Montgomery counties, James Coover, discusses how the 2022 southeastern Kansas wheat harvest went for the counties he covers.
Kind of expecting a little bit better numbers than what I've been hearing, at least from the rest of the state. Usually when everybody else is dry, we get some of the better yields. So for the most part, I'm going to be talking about the soft wheat, because we grow a lot of soft wheat here in the southeast, a little bit different than the rest of the state. And so our soft wheat, our yields have been in the 60s and 70s, kind of the average that we've seen around the area. I heard of a max, I mean, all the way over 100 bushels to the acre for a field. And that's kind of common. And sometimes that soft wheat can push that 100 bushel mark. Some of the lows, I mean, I've heard some lows in the 30s and 40s in some of the fields. But you kind of expect that when you're hitting or missing or you're planting a very late crop in. For the hard, there is a few fields of hard. We probably maybe less than 10-20% of our acreage is actually hard in the far southeast. And those yields probably be in the 40s. Most of them have been in the 50s.
Coover provides valuable test weight data that has been collected so far.
Test weight, most of them have been over 60. I think the averages was around 62. And so, and some of the test weights have been coming in real high. I mean, 64, a co-op guy, he said that his test weight was even higher than that. I mean, they got, like, one of their record test weight was 66 or something like that, or 67. So test weights have been pretty good. If it is a low test weight below 60, it's usually got some sort of issue in it, some sort of vomitoxin, fusarium. It had an effect on the field.
Coover concludes with comments on the anticipated issue of vomitoxin in this year's harvest due to unfavorable conditions.
I was worried about vomitoxin. We were basically pretty rainy and wet during the flowering period. We were hoping that that rain came after the flowering, but some of it occurred right at the wrong point. And so we were seeing that the little pink lining on the spikelets and starting to see that fungus in the wheat. But fortunately, for the most part, it doesn't seem to be showing up too much. Most of the co-ops, they're testing pretty much every load. There have been, I've heard, about 10% of the loads coming in have vomitoxin in it, but nothing high enough to be rejected. And so the vomitoxin percentage, probably around 2%, which is the average. If it's going to be docked, it's probably around 2%. The highest that I've heard about so far is 3.9. I mean, that's another 1.1% below the rejection rate of 5. Nothing is quite getting to the rejection point of the vomitoxin.
With an update on southeastern Kansas's 2022 wheat harvest, that was K-State crop production agent James Coover.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYradio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with radio KNDY and online KNDYradio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at KNDYradio.com.
When you fall prey to consumer scams and give out your Medicare number, it's considered compromised. Kansas Senior Medicare Patrol's trained volunteers help educate Medicare beneficiaries in the fight against healthcare fraud. If you have given out your Medicare number, report it to the Kansas SMP by calling 1-800-860-5260. Sponsored by the Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services and Administration for Community Living, Department of Health and Human Services, and this station.
Music play here on Classic Country KMDY Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.